Okay, so Parshas Bereishis. Now, on Dinan HaNesira, to start with, the Brocha of Sheva Brochas. We say, Samech Tesamach Rei Ma'uvim, Kesamechacha Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem. So we wish the Chosin and Kadosh should be happy with each other, like Adam and Chava were happy in Gan Eden. Right, so everybody asks me, how do you know Adam and Chava were happy in Gan Eden? I mean, what's the wish that they should be as happy as that? So, many tirutz of all that, but the Ramban says in Sefer Bitochen something interesting. Says the Ramban in Sefer Bitochen that we know that Adam Arishon was Zohar and Akiva. And that's the Gemara in Daf Samech in Brochus. The Gemara in Daf Samech in Brochus says the following. The Gemara in Daf Samech in Brochus. So the Samech Aleph in Brochus. So the Gemara says the following: Va'even Hashem Elokim es Atzela, Ravu Shmuel Chad Amar Parto veChad Amar Zonov. Right? We know that Adam and Chava were part of the same being. So as Machloikes in Ravu and Shmuel, if there were two faces facing away from each other, or she was a tail of Adam. And then the Gemara says that the one who holds the two parts of him, who went ahead, who went and who followed. So he says the Gemara, is mistabra that Adam went first and Chava followed. Okay? So says the Ramban, the same way that Adam was Zohar and Akeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split him, and he got married to his other half that was there previously, that he's previously other half. So every Neshama also was Zohar and Akeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split him, and they get married. But you never know if you're married really your other half. The only time that somebody knew that he was marrying his other half, which achieved Shleimus, which is the concept of Simcha, was Adam Arishon. So we wish every Chosan and Kala that when they get married, they should be marrying Kibiyochel their other half. Right? That it should be the Samech, the Samech. They should bring Simcha because the concept of Shleimus. And you should be as happy as Adam Arishon because Adam Arishon indeed married his other half. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. Now the big question is, why do you give the bracha by the chuppah? You should give the bracha before they go out. Okay, but that's a separate shmuz. But so this is the idea: Adam and Chava were one, and they split into half. And you have to understand why. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu created them one and then split them into half? But this is even more interesting. The Gemara in Daf Samech Aleph says that the pasuk says the Gemara asks the following kasha. Says the Gemara like this. The Omar Reb Shimon ben Pazi. No, I'm sorry. Here. Here. The Omar Rebbebo, so the Gemara brings Rebbebo. Rebbebo Rom, Iksiv, Zochru Nekeva Brom, Uksiv ki Betzelem Elokim Oses Adam. So one pasuk is Mashmah that's Oses Adam, and the other one is Mashmah that's Zochru Nekeva. So the Gemara Hakitza, Bitchila Bemachshova Livaruis Shnaim, Bitchila Bemachshova was to be buried up to Adam, Ulabasoif La Nivra Elechod, and afterwards was only Nivra Elechod. So take a look at the Bria Soil, it was funny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to create two. He creates one, and then he splits them, like the original Machshava. I mean, why is necessary these three steps? It doesn't make any sense. You should have only one step. So this would be Tchilah, Machshava, Livro Yisrael Shnaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bro elecha, that's how he answered the pasuk, Zvachar es Adam Zachar Nekeva Brom. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu split him again. And the Ramban says it's not only by Adam such a thing was on, but by everything is such a thing. So the question is, why such a thing is necessary? So that's the question number one. Why do you need so many steps? And it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing his mind all the time, Chas V'Shalom. That's question number one. Question number two. We know that the mitzvah is kiddushin, right? Kiddushin is bekesef, bishtar, ubebiya. Now, kesef, shtar, ubebiya says the Ramban. It brings down Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam is Torah is divided. Torah is divided basically in three categories. The din d'oraisa. There is one din which is mefurash bekro. There are a few dinim which the Rambam learned that these are halachas which are a kabbalah misinai. That's a tradition. Either the halach is a Kabbalah Misinai, or how to learn the psukim is a tradition Misinai. And the third one is that the Bezdin, Shladoires, are Mechadesh, using the Yud Gimel Midash HaTorah and the Rashi's Bayim. They come in the Mechadesh, and they're the Menelok, they're called Divrei Soifim according to the Rambam. They have a Din Deraisa, but they're called Anofim, they're not counted as mitzvahs, and a later Bezdin can actually revoke an early Bezdin. So three categories, Mefurash Bekro, a tradition of Misinai, either is a halacha al Moshe Misinai or a tradition of how to understand the psukim, let's say asterisk, pre-etzodar is asterisk, those are halacha al Moshe Misinai, and there's one which is a chidush. Interesting by kiddushin is the kiddushin is named the bekesef bishtar bebiya. Zog the Rambam, bekesef, bebiya is befurash beposok. The Rambam says bekesef, that's learned kicha, kicha is divrei sofrim. Because Chazal or Mechadesh this using Yud Gimel Midas. And Shtar, which is learned from a Hekesh of Ayah Litzia, we learn Havaya from Yitzia, that Madi Yitzia, a person that she goes away with a get with a Shtar, she also becomes Mitzkadesh as a Shtar. On that, the Rambam says that's a Din D'oraisa. Why? Because that's a tradition of Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam explains, they ask Rambam in a tshuva. They asked if the Ramban breaks down in several mitzvahs, what's the difference between shtar, which is a hekesh, and kiddush kesef, which is exershov. Both are lechoyru gimel midas. So the Ramban no, because it's muchach, the Gemara understood that the hekesh was aloch alamesh b'sinah tron the hekesh. Why? Because the Gemara says there's a pasuk by naira besula meorosa, that a naira besula has a din of naira meorosa. And if she's besula, there's no bia. Of course, how did she get married to be a naira merosa? Must be, the Gemara says, that she just married bishtar. So you see, the shtar is the raisa. So it comes out according to the Rambam, interestingly enough, you have these three alochas, which is bekesef, is divrei sofrim. Bishtar is aloha l'meshe misinai. Right? That's the Kabbalah misinai. And bebi is mefurash bekro. These three alochas are dafka by kiddushin. So kiddushin is the only mitzvah that has the three. Dafka, why do you have the three dafka by kiddushin? Right, so that's interesting. Aloha dafka by kiddushin, you have the three. And then we have to understand, by the way, and the concept of kesef. What's the pshat is that you're koine aisha? There is a kinyan beisha. So we know the machloek is the smile that has, if it's you paying the value of the isha, and then you have to say that the value is on the pruta, or is a main sekinyan. What does a main sekinyan mean by kiddushin? Why is there such a thing as being koine isha by kiddushin? And the number three on that is difficult. There is a famous Ran. The Ran says that in the main sekiddushin, the one who does the main sekiddushin is the husband. He does the main sekiddushin. The isha only is mevatel her das to be nikdes al day. She accepts it. She actually becomes a passive accepting of the kiddushin. Right? She becomes basically. What she does is she's mafkir es atzma le kiddushin. Why? Why is my kiddush such a one-sided business? So the Ran says we learn from the apostle because the apostle says ki ikach ish isha. And the boss doesn't say ki sir lokach isha li ish. So it's mashma that the ish is the one that does all the kinyan. And the question is why? So the Maisa Kiddush, these three things attack a very shvir. Why that is interesting, Stam, the kesef, shtar, and bia, yeah, the three ideas of how Torah is nikdes. Here, Bechlal, the concept of kinyan, if it's kesef kinyan, kesef shovis, mecha teisi need to make a kinyan, and how does kinyan pass by kiddushin Bechlal? And then number three, why is such a thing that the husband does the ma'is kinyan and she owns bevato herself? And that's kisiloka cheshlish. The Ran said, the Avdim Luis says, the big enough kivina. Kivina is if the edim, who have to see the ma'is kiddushin, they only saw his side of the deal. They didn't see Bishas Maishi Kiddushin that there was an acceptance. Can they afterwards be Megali? That says yes, because the Maishi Kiddushin is his. She's the only Gilly Melsabelma to see if she accepted it or not. So that in itself is interesting to see why. Now, another interesting aloha is what the Ramor brings down. The Ramor brings down that we have the minhag of covering the face of the Kala before the Maishi Kiddushin. Right, we cover the mind, the face of the Kala. The lotion of his is in Siman Lamed Aleph Seif Beis, says the Ramo. Mikol Mokim Noigim Ata Noigim. No, here, sorry. The idea is to cover the face of the kalos atznuis. Also, says Ramo, there's a side benefit to it because this way she's not makbid because she can't see the ma'aseh kiddushin anyway. But so says Ramo that we are mechase the kalos atznuis. Mashma that mitzat tznius we cover the face, and the peli is we don't cover faces. Rabbi Shapiro always said, you know, they have in Israel, they have, first of all, they have the Arabs. The Arabs have the burqa. The burqa, they cover the face and they cover the hands. And there were some Jews who wanted to be very machmir. They said, okay, we should cover our face and our hands and be like the Arabs. And the Gedolim, Rabbi Shapiro, and some of you for sure is against it. In Halacha, there's no such thing as covering the face and the hands. Why? Because the face and the hands are expressions of the neshama. That's why you have always tied it as chokhmas aparat with the chokhmas ayad. Because the neshama expresses. Right, because machshava in dibur comes through the head, and mindset comes through the hand. That's filun shel rosh, filun shel yad. So idam mechase. There's no halachas of tznius. Right, so there's no halachas of complete tznius. The tznius nisha in the hair, but in the face is chokhmas odom tair ponov, and it's filat dafka. You have to take away and open your hands. So the question is, why dafka by the chupa there is a halach of tznius like this? So that's the only place that we cover our faces. Why is that? To answer all of this, what I wanted to bring is what the Rizal says on the Soed HaNesira, the sowing and the splitting of Adam and Chava. State in the Medrash, and it's all based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, and that's says the Medrash. Vayikra Rabba Yudala Dalef Omar Ishlakish Bishash Nivra Oda Marishoin Du Parzufim Nivra Yos Kredi Du Parzufim Ven Nesor Rakush Bohu Split them Venase Shnaim Gavim Gav Le Zohar and Gav Le Nekeva. And it became two backs, one back for the Zohar and one back for the Nekeva. What's the Pshat in Nesor? What's the Gav that they have two separate Gavim? But the answer is very simple. The world is made of Mekablim and Noisnim. The idea is there's a Mekablim and Noisnim, and the Ikar Ichud is that the Mekablim should understand the Noisen and should be Misbatl and should be Misached with the Noisen to create the ultimate Ichud. The ultimate Mekablim are the creations, the Nivroim, and the ultimate Noisen is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the prototype of that idea of the Noisen and the Mekabel. Our chasen, and so the idea is that every time the noise and the mekabel, when the male and female get married, it's a prototype, it's a dogma to the ultimate ichud, the mekabel noise and matish, the odom kodesh boho. The ultimate idea is that the mekabel and the noise should be separate, and on their own they should search and create a ichud, because that's the way it's a mekabel, and that is bechira. So that's why mitchila ola bedai to livroi sishnaim, and that's midas adin that you should be zoicha to the yichud out of our own kuchas, out of our own search. But the problem is, raw the same idea lechera that the kudshbocho is ola bedai to livroi b'midas adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzirf Midos HaRachamim, He created Adam in such a way that Adam was connected to Chava. They are connected from their backs. What's pshat from their backs? The back is the part that you don't face, that you don't guide. And there is Kibiyochol Hester Ponim. There is no Tzvius Ponim. There is no Mare Ponim in the back. So the idea is, it's very easy that Chas Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't relate to you, that you should lose the Kesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, there is no gav, that in the back there is indeed a kesher, and that kesher is never broken. Shtik Ramchal, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all them together, connected from the gavim, from the backs, that in the back, which is the Shasa Hester, there is always a kesher that's unbroken. So no matter how much a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nista from us, the Mekabal and the Noisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that is unbreakable. That's Tzira from Midas HaRachamim, which in Mesilas Yeshorim is the concept of tshuva. The idea is, like the Maral says, that you could do a chet, you could do a separation, but you can never separate it completely. Because in one aspect, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchila ola vedai to livro yisoy shnayim, to create two separate beings and to be Midas HaDin. That's the same idea, mitchila ola vedai to livro Midas HaDin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu rosh shem ochor lamit, the Mekabal Noisim could be completely separate. Tziref lo imidas harachamim. Tziref lo imidas harachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva, which means that in some aspect, there is no separation. That's why mitzad, the backs, they were separate, they were connected. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu then split them, because avoidas odom is to create ichud ponim el ponim. That's why Matan Torah is b'yom chasunosoi b'yom simchas liboi, and in shokeni min shiko ispio. So shtit going in Tzafret Tzniusa in Ispirush, and it says the letter Yud, which is the letter Machshava, the Yud contains a Vov, which is the Oisa Zohar, right? That's why it's always in singular, and Dalet is Loshon and Keva, and they are separate. But when it came out Lemainse, it came out as a Hey. A Hey is a Dalet and a Vov written on top of each other, because it's the Partsufim. Our Avoida is in Shokeni min Shiko is Piho. That the Piu should be Mechaber, like the Goyin says in Shashirim, the Hey and the Vov, which is the Nekeva and the Zohar. And here the Nekeva is not a Dalet, the Nekeva is a Hey, because that's the Miliana Keva, she does her Avoida. And therefore, the prototype of a Chasana, it represents that Ichud between Odom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the ultimate noise and the ultimate Mekabal. That's why I call him Sameach Chosan Vekala, that he brings this Simchas HaYichud, which is the Chamisha Koilas that Torah didn't have him, right? Zoicha LeTorah Shenid and Chamisha Koilas, because it's Hainohach. You know, whatever happens in the Chasana is what's happening to a person that could be Bokhu, that's a prototype. So Bimel is very givaldic. We'll go to the second Kasha. Look at the Chasana. Why Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are the three ways, which is Befurash Bekro, Halokha Lameshe Misinai, and Yid Gimel Midas? Because the Ichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done three ways. So Kiddushim is done three ways. The Kiddush, there is a way of Kiddush Bia, Kiddush Kesef, and Kiddush Shtar. That's the idea why the Isha is Mafkir Satzma. Because says Reb Tzodek, in that Ichud that there is between the Noisen and the Mekabel, the Noisen is always the one that searches for the Mekabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always searches for us. Our avoid is to listen to it. Our avoid is to just be attentive to it. By the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to just vayar kisar lirois. All of life, I mentioned a story that happened to me, this Simchas Torah. This Simchas Torah was sitting next to Mork, people were taking long, singing at Oresas. So he showed me a word. He showed me an interesting idea. He said, as the Mork grows, he mentioned the following idea. It says by the Choyim, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samech. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Samech says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told the Choyim, never told the grass to be limineo, to be in their species. But the Choyim made a Kal Vachomer from the Ilonis. Madoch the Ilonis, which are on themselves, on their own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them limineim, Kal Vachomer us, that if we don't do limineim, we're going to be completely mixed up. We have to follow. And the Gemara says, the Soro Shaloi Lemetat said, on them, Yich Void Hashem Leolam, Ismach Hashem B'Mayisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy that people look for their meaning. I always said, why this posuk? Because Leolam is more Hashem Le'alem, Le'alem which is hidden. So Yich Void Hashem, there is Kvoid Hashem, even when there is no message, that it's hidden. Ismach Hashem B'Mayisav, what's the case? The case of the Choyim. So Baruch Hu told me something gewaldic, which is a nice thing, that for a person in life, many times you are in the same predicament as the Choyim. You don't know what Baruch Hu wants from you. So you should be chavad on the pasuk, Yich void Hashem le'olam, Yismach Hashem b'mayinsav, that Baruch Hu should guide us, that Baruch Hu should have simcha b'mayinsav, that we should know what our tachlis in this world is. I thought it was a gewaldic emes of word. As he was finishing the word, like a few seconds later, they were giving out atoresas. So they called Baruch Gross, say the posuk Yich void. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Min HaShamayim, they're saying that that's his. A person has to be attentive to Hashgacha. So from the Kiddushin we see, says the Ran, what's the avodas Aisha? What's the avodas? We are the ultimate female, is Klal Yisrael. That you should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should listen to the message. We should be attentive to it. That's why Ma'aseh Kiddushin is such. So that's why Ma'aseh Kiddushin is Kinyan. Because we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yichud is not only to be together, but to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be His. To be part of him, that's Kinyan. That's why we have such a thing, it's called Kinyan. And Afka by Kinyan Kesef. Because Kesef is the way how we are Mechadesh. Even when we are Mechadesh, our Chidush is that we don't have any entity we belong to Kodesh Bohu. That's why such a thing works. And that's why Kodesh Bohu had to be, we asked, according to Rabban, why Kodesh Bohu created us separate, meant to create separate, create together and separate again. Because that's Avodas Adam. The Ikar Kavon, they should be separate because that's Avodas Abchira. Created us back together, and our avoid is to connect front to front. Our avoid is to connect face to face, to take from the Dalet into the Hey. The Hey, the Pshad is that there is a Yichud, a Shlomi, face to face, the Yud and the Dalet are part of the same letter. By the Chasna, we cover the face. Why do we cover the face by the Chasna? Because by the Chasna, the face represents the Neshama. This is a new face-to-face. When the Mekabel get to the Noisen, he realizes that his face, his Metzius, is completely bottled, is a new face. So Kibiyoch, the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, is to reveal a new face. That's why we cover the face. So Mimela, that's the whole avoida of the avoida Sazuchra and the Kiva. And all of our alochas of the Chasna are representative to that idea. So, state in... The Meshach Chochma, in the end of Chumash, he says in the Gemara, the Yerushalmi darshens from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'lo tikra'enna od ishi ela baili." The Klal Yisrael will not call HaKadosh Baruch Hu ishi, but will call them, will be called baili. So he says, what's the difference between ishi and baili? Why? What's the difference between ishi and baili? So says the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Kekala bebeis avia, bekala bebeis chamea velo kekala bebeis avia." That today we are arusa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Torah Tzivalanu Moishe Moirosha Kirla Tzakov. We are married, but it's erusin. Leosid love will be nisuin. So the Meshech Chochma, what's the difference? Because erusin state in Bavli, the Gemara Ksuvos, that Simchas erusin needs a seuda. Simchas Nisuin is just the Chosn and Kala. In this world, in the Seuda, you need some kind of intermediaries. You need Ma'aseh Mitzvahs to create that Yichud. So that's why it's called Erosin. Leosid Lovu is Nagila V'nismecha B'shuos. We are happy with the Shuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a complete Yichud without the need of intermediaries. There's no need of intermediation. And that's why Leosid Lovu is called Nisuin and is called Erosin. That's the whole avoid of Sukkot. Sukkot is avoid of Sairosin. We connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How? Through mitzvahs. That's why the hakofas are done through the lulav and etc. Shmini Atzeres is the nisuin. That there's no mitzvahs. That's why we said on the pasuk by Shmini Atzeres. There is a posuk. Let's say the last day of Shmini Atzeres, the Kriyas HaTorah, doesn't even mention Shmini Atzeres. It's only the posuk that says Vayisa Ach Sameach, and Chazal says L'Rabo is Yom Tov V'Achron Shel Chag is to be Mar B'Shmini Atzeres L'Simcha. So that's only Ribui. First of all, why don't you bring the psukim of Shmini Atzeres? The Kriyas HaTorah is Aser Te'Aser, which brings Kol HaBechor, which brings no Zecher to Shmini Atzeres except for the posuk Vayisa Ach Sameach. And the Goyen asks Akasha, he says, Ach, the Gemara always, Ach, you're telling that it's coming to be Marbe the last day? The Choyer, usually Ach is a mute. So it says again, yes, it's Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a mute, that there's no mitzvahs. There's no lulav, there's no sukkah, it's a mute in the mitzvahs. But the kasha is it a ribui, is it a mute? But according to what we're saying, that's givaldic. The ribui of Shmini Atzeres is that there's a mute. The ribui, what makes Shmini Atzeres the ribui, is that there is no intermediaries, it's not erosin, it's simchas anisuin. So there is not a pshat that there is a mute and there is a ribui. The ribui is the mute. So mimel is givaldik. And that's the Meshech Chochma, which I'm going to show you. The Meshech Chochma says, that's the Loshon Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma is in the end of Chumash. And the Meshech Chochma is in Vzoyz Abroch Alamit Gimel Dalet. And he says, I'll tick here. And the pasuk in Hoshea, the pasuk Baya b'yom nu Hashem tikri ishi v'lo tikri oid b'ayli, and says Yerushalmi Omar Rabbi Yochanan kekala bebeis chamia v'lo kekala bebeis avia. Mimela zokter. That's why by the birusimchas beis amigdash arishoin, they had to eat and they had to break Yom Kippur, because you need a seuda, you need an intermediary. But Los Lovi will be just the Simcha B'Akodesh Baruch Hu. Mimela, the Nesira, when Adam and Chava become split, that search to get together, that splitting is the beginning of the Avodas Adam. And that explains something givaldic. And that explains so many issues. First of all, Shteit and Rashi, right? Adam Rishon wanted to find a mate. He couldn't find a mate, so he says, V'loi Motzer Leizer Kenegdoi. Right, he called a shameless to all the behemoths. Says the Gemara in Chulin, and Rashi brings it down that all the Marishon was Baal called Behemo Behema. He made be in every behema, and he realized he couldn't find a mate. And Yakut Bochum made it, and he called it Chava. So every the Mizrahi and the what you call the Marolest on second, all the Marishon is Musa Shavitzes Noah. How could it be that he had relations with all the animals? So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings down here, and he says. Rabbi Yosef Engel, he brings the Divrei David of the Taz, and he says no, because when was Adam Harishon Nitztave? He was Nitztave on the ninth hour, but Chava was Nivres on the seventh hour. In the seventh hour is that is where the time when Chava was Nivres. Right? That's the time that Chava, that the Gemara brings out the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shah Shvi is Nizdav Galo Chava, Chi is Nitztave. So when the Chava, the splitting of Chava, he was not Nitztave in Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach anymore. So therefore he could have beyond all the animals. It says, no Kasha, he had beyond all the animals because Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach only start Shah Chi is. Okay? Now says the Yosef Engel, Ah, lechoira Adam Arishon, and maybe Avraham Avinu kiem kol haTorah kula shladitna. So maybe it was mekam the Torah beforehand. You see that before the splitting of Chava, he didn't wasn't mekam any mitzvahs. He should be gadin mitzvah v'yaisa. And the reason is why not? Why wasn't he mekam the mitzvahs? It should be gadin mitzvah v'yaisa, because the beginning of avoida is the splitting of Chava. As long as he was connected and he couldn't carry in front, there's no Avodah. All of Avodah is connecting to Chava. So when there was the split, that's not where the starts. That's why it was Nitztavet. Dafke could say something givaldic. According, there is a steer in the Yerushalmi. And they say, some people say, one of Yossi told me a very interesting word. The Yerushalmi says the following idea. We know that the Yerushalmi asks, why do we blow shofar? Dafka by Musaf. The Mishnah says it blows shofar by Musaf. So the morning the Bavli says because of Akzera. The Yerushalmi brings down a different reason. And Tfilas Geshem, Yerushalmi asks, why is Tfilas Geshem Dafka by Musaf? But this Chassid Reb said very valid, because when was all the Marishon Mevakesh al Akshomim? State in Medrash Shoshvis. And Shoshvis is the time of Musaf, that's why Tfilas Geshem is Peshat Musaf. First of all, what does it have to do? First of all, what's pshat in Tkiya Shofar? But it's interesting because the Bavli says Shviz is Nizdav Galoi Chava. So it's not Mishpat Lag Shomim. So what does Shomim and Chava have to do with each other? Well, he did the Parnosa. But if you see, what is the Vizivug with Chava? Is the connection of the Zohar and the Keva. So Nizdav Galoi Chava. And the ultimate Zohar and the Keva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Kesher? Is the Gshomim, which is the Maim Halyonim coming down. So that's why it's Nispar Gshomim. So the Chas, the Vodom and Chava, was Beshar Shviis, and the Chas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, which is the Tefillah, the Maim Halyonim, was also Beshar Shviis. So the Medrash and the Gemara are saying the exact same thing. By the way, this is what the Medrash says. Kiven Shinivra V'deon Deposik V'yisgor Bosar Tachtena. That's the first Samech in the Torah, in the beginning of Shoresh. So the Gemara says, Kevan Shinivra Isha Nivra Sotan Ima. That's the beginning of Sotan. Why when the Isha was created with Sotan? Because the Isha, once the Isha split, that's the beginning of Sotan. So the Isha separate from the Ish. Vayisgor Bosar Tachtena. When the Gav was closed, that now there's no connection, that's the beginning of Sotan. That's why the Isha Nivra Sotan Ima. And because our void, that's the beginning of Sotan, that's a tikkun. By the way, that's why the Isha is never b'shasa tardema. She has to be sleeping. So the reason says, because the moichin, the idea is that in the conscious level, she was separate, but in the subconscious, in the shina, she was still a kesher. That kesher, that always, that very much of a subconscious, that shina kesher is still there. Our kesher that's quote-unquote broken is the kesher of the conscious. But the subconscious is always the shina. That's why Baruch Hashem can sleep l'chayra. Why? Because we have to reconnect when we are awake. To reconnect in the sleeping mode, that's very easy. You have to reconnect on the awake state. So Mimela, that is why Nivra Sot Nima, that's the beginning of Avoida. And you could say something givaldic. So what other Marishan goes and he checks all the behemoths and you realize that he doesn't have a mate. In the chasna between Nishan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that happened also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazer the Torah and all the goyim. And the goy realized that there's nobody who can, maksivbe, oiraisa maksibil, so there's no mate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu besides us. This is the ultimate avoida sodom, is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connection is avoida sodom, and that avoida sodom, and therefore in the small stage, which is the chasana, it's a prototype, it's a dogma to the ultimate marriage between the shlemus, between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help that indeed we should achieve that. In just 1 second to add also, that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav on the relationship to possessions, to Nechosim. Yaakov Avinu calls it Yeshli Kol, and Esav called it Yeshli Rav. Rav, the idea is that you have a lot. The idea of money, meaning we all know the theory of fiat money, meaning what's the purpose, what does money, what's the value of fiat money? Money is something that you can't use. It's only a representation of value. So what's the advantage of an economy that's based in money versus a barter economy? Barter economy meaning that I have something that can be used. Let's say that I exchange, a theory, a world of exchange versus a world of which is monetary, which has a means of exchange. So there are two schools of thought. There's one school of thought that says that's Weber, that says that the idea of having a means of exchange, a monetary system, is because it allows you to build wealth. If it's only an exchange, if I have eggs, I have to find somebody who needs eggs. If you don't, somebody doesn't need eggs, and so then I can't transact with them, I can't build wealth. So I have can only reach people who want eggs. Not only that, people are going to give me milk. So I have to find somebody else who wants the milk, because how much milk can I drink already? So with the idea of a monetary system allows me to invest in many ways and to be able to receive and transact in many more transactions, and therefore creates the concept of wealth. Another idea of the monetary system is because without the monetary system, I can only transact with a few people, only people interested in my product. And therefore, there's no society, because I can only deal with a few people, only if they have an interest in my stuff, and I can only deal with people who are interested in this stuff. By creating a means of exchange money, I can deal with everybody. I can help everybody. I can invest in anybody. It creates a society. Lechoira, this is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says the value of money is Yeshli Rav. I have a lot. The idea of possession is to have a lot. Because that is what Esav is, Midas Adin. The more you have means that the more you deserve, the greater you are. Yaakov Avinu says that's not the value of monetary possessions. Why? Ki chanani Elohim. Anyway, I don't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. It's chanani Elohim. So having a lot doesn't mean anything. I'm not doing anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. What is it? It's ki yesh li kol.
that I want to be part of the call. I want to create a society, to be able to unify everything. So we can only do something to be part of the call. And the part of the call is that chibur between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are part of that totality, the greater totality. So Yaakov Avinu Esav says the value of money is because it can prove how powerful I am. Yaakov Avinu answered, that's not it, because Kichanani Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, it's not us. We know that that's the ultimate checker to think that we do something. And therefore, the Kieshli call, the possessions, is only because it's a call. Because with it, I can do for everything. I can be part of a greater whole. It's a holistic approach to money, and that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav, which is Midas HaEmes and Midas HaShekel.